Well, I had some suspicion that they had hacked into my email, and I originally found out there was a professor at Minnesota, and I was going there to give a big lecture, and this professor in the School of Public Health, Deb Dubinowski, said that she happened to be standing in line at the airport flying back to Minnesota, and just by coincidence, she was standing behind somebody who was having a conversation on his cell phone and who identified himself as an employee of Syngenta, and he made the statement, "We have access to his email. We know where he is at all times." So it wasn't just paranoia on my part. I had direct evidence that they had access to my email. And at the time, I maintained a second and a third email that I could keep private. And I actually used that information that they had access to my email to send them information and sometimes false information, for example, booking plane tickets through that email, because then I could send them to the wrong place so they wouldn't necessarily be there to follow me when I was going to speak in other places.